KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Will Reeve. The property manager at Mar-a-Lago was in court today in connection with former President Trump's classified documents case. Carlos de Oliveira was supposed to be arraigned on charges that he tried to have security footage that was subpoenaed erased.
Has your client been asked to testify against Mr. Trump?
I'm not going to go into
that. Keep moving.
That's de Oliveira's attorney, John Irving, responding to a reporter outside the courthouse. The rules of federal court in South Florida require a defendant be represented by a local lawyer. But de Oliveira's lawyer is based in Washington, D.C., so his arraignment has been pushed back. The Trump campaign is rolling out a new super PAC to raise money to pay for the former president's and his associates' legal expenses. Some parts of the nation finally getting a break from sweltering heat. AMC Theaters says it looks like the company had its best revenue week in its 103-year history, thanks to ticket sales for Barbie and Oppenheimer. This is ABC News. House lawmakers today hearing closed-door testimony from a key business associate of Hunter Biden. Republican leaders hoping Devin Archer can provide evidence linking Biden's overseas business dealings to the finances of his father, the president. In Arkansas, a judge ordering a pause on conservative efforts to restrict children's access to literature they consider offensive.
A bill signed by Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders creates a process to challenge library materials after complaints from parents like Luke McCoy.
Children can check out books on how to use sex toys.
Urban League of Arkansas President Scott Hamilton says the law has already had a chilling effect.
Librarians are scared to do the research to say what is offensive, what is dangerous.
A federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction saying the law, which was to take effect tomorrow, is a threat to the First Amendment rights of librarians and booksellers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In Pakistan today, funerals for dozens of people, including children, they were killed in a massive suicide bombing at an election rally. Will Reeve, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The Brown County Sheriff's Office is asking for help as they investigate a multiple car hit and run. The incident resulted in the death of an 82-year-old man who police say was hit by three separate cars. Authorities found the victim when they responded to a call at 3144 Main Street around 1 a.m. Monday morning in Bellevue. The driver of one of the cars has been found, but police are asking for help in locating the other two cars. One is a light blue SUV, the other a dark pickup truck pulling a trailer without working lights. Anyone with information is being asked to call the Brown County Sheriff's Department. Attention, classic rock fans. REO Speedwagon will perform in Green Bay Thursday, October 5th at the Resch Center. Tickets go on sale August 4th at 10 a.m. via Ticketstar. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot stands at just over $1 billion. Your chances of winning tonight are one in I'm not nearly good enough at math to comprehend. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. BW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer back from up north to UP, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board this afternoon. And it is, guess what, Mr. Zommers, the last day of July, July 31st, 2023. How the heck are you?
Time sure flies, but doing well. Had a great weekend.
Good.
You said, I was up in the UP in Ontagonon. I think I said that right. I don't know.
Very good.
It's like right all the way up there, right on Lake Superior.
Mm-hmm. I read that book back in middle school. It's like Ontagonon for Flowers for Ontagonon. No, Flowers for Algernon. I think that was the book.
But something like that.
Yeah. Good. Glad you were up there and you had a little bachelor party. It was, people were curious but well behaved.
I would say that.
Right. Yeah. Just kind of no big drinking or whatever. Just a lot of hiking, I understand.
Some drinking. But
now the truth comes out.
Well, I never said we didn't drink at all. I just said we didn't go crazy.
Right. Exactly. That's what I meant. Okay.
But yeah. I went in an old mine, in Adventure Mine, which Adventure is the name of the company that was mining copper. They didn't just name it Adventure Mine to try and be tacky.
And so this is an abandoned copper mine in the UP.
It was never profitable. All the investors did not get a single penny.
Much like the Scott Walker mining of northern Wisconsin, not profitable.
Yeah, very similar.
But you were telling me over the week, yesterday we got together, we had another project we were working on, and you were saying you went down into this mine and there was water in. I mean, this would freak me out because I'm not super claustrophobic, but there's no way you're getting me in a mine with water.
Well, we don't go in all the way. Like, there are 13 levels. And you can only get to two of them because everything below that is flooded.
Oh,
and so they told us about that. They didn't tour us through the flooded ones. No scuba gear or anything like that.
Nope. Not going to happen.
No, it was still,
I'll not be there.
It was still wet, but.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. It was an exciting weekend for me. I did not get a lot accomplished in terms of cleaning or organization, but a great weekend nonetheless. Let me tell you a couple of things here. On Saturday, the youngest daughter of my former boss, former state senator Dale Schultz's lovely wife, Rachel, their favorite eldest daughter, Amanda, got married to her fantastic fiance, Will. And let me just tell you, it was here in Madison. It was a stunning event. It was elegant, but not over the top. It was warm and friendly while still being genuine. The bride, Amanda, and the groom, Will, were so gracious. They said hi to everybody. And you always wonder where you're going to get sat, at these things, because I went alone. I could have taken a plus one just for the sake of having somebody else to talk to. But then, basically the person's going to mooch, it's just a free dinner because they probably don't have any connection, right? So I just go alone. Not going to bring a plus one. So where did I get sat, Mr. Zommers? It was the bipartisan table, I believe, of the evening. To my left was the former Senate president, Republican Brian Rood and his lovely wife Karen from Coon Valley up there near La Crosse, listening in on WLCX, the Eagle, up there on Civic Media. Lovely couple, lovely people. And then the family friends, the Shinnicks, who have been family friends of the Schultzes for years, who I know very well, more on the, I would say, on the Democratic side. And then to my right, sitting immediately to me, current sitting state senator, Democrat Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee.
And then in between the others, Scott Walker.
No, you know what? Walker's, I think one of Walker's sons got married the same day, this weekend. He was tweeting about it.
Well, I'm sure he was. Twitter with all, I mean, he's so indoctrinated.
Right. No, Scott
from
Walker.
Going to a UW school.
Scott Walker was not there, thank God. But it was a love, so it was a great table. And in the middle of this wedding dinner, bipartisanship broke out. I'm not going to talk about what was talked about at the table. That's confidential, of course. But nothing, you know, that they probably wouldn't care if I'm going to talk about. But I won't do it. I'll simply say it was a great bipartisan conversation between a former Republican state senator and a current Democratic state senator. And it turns out there's a lot of agreement out there if you just take the politics out of it, right?
Yeah, and I think if that individual were a current Republican and not former, they would have been I think there's some kind of demonic contract that if they say something that agrees with somebody on the left, they get shot or something.
Well, Brian
sure
got
seems
out,
that way.
Brian got out a long time ago and he worked for Dairyland Power for years. And we talked, we're going to try to have him on the show and talk about maybe a rural electrification or something. He knows a lot about that and something that's important to all of us across the state of Wisconsin. And maybe the highlight of, besides the vows, I'm kind of an emotional guy, but I'm telling you, these vows that were written by Amanda and Will, they were from the heart. And, you know, as the character on Linda Richards from Coffee Talk on SNL, I got a little verklempt. It was very meaningful. It was beautiful. And then they had about 10 or 12 members of the University of Wisconsin marching band and essentially put on a fifth quarter right at the reception. It was so cool. So I had a lot of fun at that. And then yesterday, last night, I went down to Monroe, or as the late great coach Ovidus Rip liked to say, Monroe. I went down to Monte Monroe, Monroe, Wisconsin, and helped my good friend Kurt Kohler celebrate his 39th birthday. So that was fantastic. He's slightly older than 39, but not much. But so we went down there and had ourselves a ham sandwich and a little wine. Batch Bakehouse did a great job baking up a lemon poppy seed almond cake, which was fantastic. So hung out. And he's what a builder that Kurt Kohler is. I mean, beautiful new deck down there. Great place to hang out. Great place for you to hang out as well. Stay with us. Free brewer tickets giveaway on the other side. And your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour, 1 o'clock on a Monday, the 31st of July, 2023, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer as our producer engineer, working a little bit there on the break. Still working on some tactical stuff with this new studio. And one of our longtime listeners, Mr. Zommer, has texted in and says she was watching on the stream, says my mic is echoey, apparently. That yours is fine, but mine is echoey. Well, it could be that I'm actually coming to you today from a abandoned copper mine in the UP.
That should actually be fixed now. Thanks for saying something, whichever listener that was.
All right, well, my lovely, intelligent sister, you know, who's a longtime listener, first-time caller. She may be joining us later on this week in the show. We'll see.
For something very special.
We're working on that. We're working on that. Big show. Going to be talking about this segment. When you give political donations to a campaign, what do you intend to have them used for? Or let me just make it easier. When's the last time you gave money to a political campaign? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. When's the last time you gave to a political campaign? And what do you believe it should be intended to be used for? Because here's the deal. Over the weekend, it has been revealed that Donald Trump's PAC has used millions of dollars. I'm talking like $40 million, $40 million in order to do his legal defense fund for all these indictments he's facing.
This should not come as a shock to anybody. And I think anyone who's willing to donate to Donald Trump is expecting that. And they're like, it's okay, anything to save our beloved savior.
Maybe that could be the case, but I don't know that for sure. When you give, because I think a lot of times, well, it's, you don't get ads on the air, or it's used to for campaign travel. But are you okay if you're a Republican, or really anybody, if you give money to a political campaign, what do you intend to have it used for? And more interestingly to me, perhaps, is when is the last time you gave money to a campaign? I'm trying to think. I honestly can't remember. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let me tell you what's coming up on the show here in just a little while. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by Trevor Green, owner of Bradbury's Coffee here in Madison. He is a former U.S. barista competitor. We'll explain what U.S. barista competitors are, what they do. And we're going to be making some coffee. I have in-house, I stopped by his shop here just a few blocks away from our new studios, downtown Madison. We have now from Phil and Sebastian Coffee Roasters. There you are, people watching on the stream. Phil and Sebastian Coffee Roasters, a little Ethiopia, Danche Ethiopia. Has notes of peach, jasmine, black tea. Should be fantastic. Looking forward to, we have a hot water. We're going to be having hot water. Don't worry, nobody's having a baby. We have hot water, we have towels, we have a grinder, we have a scale. We're going to be making some coffee on the air.
Get some ASMR coffee making with Todd Alba.
Right. Second hour, Trevor and I brewing up some coffee, literally having a coffee talk. If you've wondered what goes into coffee, if you wonder what the difference is between coffee, if you wonder what difference it makes by going to a specialty coffee shop, Trevor will be here and answer all that for you in hour two. Big coffee hour in hour two. Also, a couple of announcements. Lots of announcements today, Mr. Zommers, on a Monday. If you live down in the southeast part of the state, have a brand new station down there, WRJN in Racine in Kenosha. Beautiful new station. Been there for a long time, but now Civic Media has the the privilege of having ownership of WRJN in Racine, Kenosha. That's 1400 AM and 99.9 FM or 98.1 FM. Do we have a deal for you if you're a business thinking, well, how can I get my business name out there a little bit more? Guess what? The Green Bay Packers. Exciting new season ahead. Jordan Love going to be the quarterback now. Our sales team has a few spots left. Time sensitive. Got to act quickly. But they're still looking for a few sponsors, a handful of sponsor opportunities left. If you want to help sponsor the Green Bay Packers, have your business name all over the radio and all online on social media as a part of our promotion of Green Bay Packers this year, give them a call, 608-819-8255, 608-819-8255, a great opportunity if you want to advertise with Civic Media, the Green Bay Packers. And don't forget as well, Civic Pints has been extended now through August 15th. Great opportunity if you are able to give blood, go to your local place where you give blood, give a pint of blood for the blood bank. Always looking for people to donate, particularly this time of year. And if you use the hashtag Civic Pints, hashtag Civic Pints in social media, you'll be eligible for prizes, all kinds of cool, great prizes here from Civic Media. So there you go. And also breaking within the last half hour or so, some sad news out of Hollywood. Paul Reubens, TV's and movies, Pee-wee Herman, has passed away at the age of 70. Paul Reubens, apparently fighting cancer for quite a while. Paul Reubens, better known as Pee-wee Herman, dead at the age of 70. Did you ever get into that, Mr. Zalmers? Ever watch any Pee-wee Herman?
No, not really. My parents did. Yeah. And my mom quoted him all the time.
Really?
But I didn't really know what was going on with that.
Didn't know what was going on. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but you know, back in the day when he was really big, people would be going around going, ha-ha! You know, do the laugh like that. I can't do that very well, but yeah, he was a big star, very influential, Pee-wee's Playhouse, with kids as well as adults. You know, like all of us, a little troubled here and there, but Pee-wee Herman, unfortunately, Paul Reubens, the actual name of the actor, dead at age 70. There you go. Iconic laugh, right? Iconic laugh in television and in movies. And guest starred on a lot of things as well. Used to be on some of the late night shows. So our thoughts and prayers are to the friends and family of Paul Reubens, who has passed away of cancer at the age of 90. Moving on to the topic this hour, former President Donald Trump's political action committee called Save America has now spent more than $40 million on legal fees since the start of this year, according to several reports yesterday. The PAC stands for Political Action Committee, which raises most of its funds through small donor donations from Trump's supporters, is expected to report to the Federal Election Commission today that it spent $40.2 million on legal costs in the first of the half of the year, more than double the amount the group spent on legal fees in all of 2022. Save America PAC spent over $16 million on legal costs in 2022, according to the FEC. The Washington Post first reported the PAC's spending on legal costs. Trump's team argues that the considerable amount of money being spent on defending the former president and members of his inner circle is necessary as Trump's legal troubles mount. What do you think of this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear your thoughts on using $40 million for a legal defense fund for Trump. And as I said, maybe for me, kind of being a political junkie, I would like to hear from Republicans, Democrats, independents, whoever, when is the last time you actually wrote out a political donation? When you actually wrote a check and sent it in, or now you can do it, you know, online. They call it chipping. You know, I'll chip in $5, chip in $10. And a lot of people ask me, well, Todd, in today's world, why do they ask for $5 and $10 where that doesn't really get you much anymore? A couple of reasons. One, what they want is they want their average donation to be brought down to a reasonable level so that their opponent doesn't say, well, you know, this person, their average donation is, you know, $1,500. All they're carried about is, you know, big muckety bucks. So it looks better if your average donation is down, say, around, you know, $250. Also, they want your name and information, right? They're building a get out the vote, GOTV, get out the vote list. So if they have your name, your telephone number, your information in their database, even if you've given $5, you're more likely to vote for a candidate for office to whom you've given money. So they want to help turn out that vote come election day. And in the case now of the Republicans, by the way, first Republican presidential debate coming up in Milwaukee later on next month in August. 23rd, actually. We're making plans to be there, by the way. But to qualify for the Republican debate, the first one, according to the Republican National Committee, you have to have a certain number of actual donations. So I think it's, boy, don't quote me on this. It's either Rostan Swamy or maybe it's Pence who are saying if you give a dollar to the campaign, they'll give you back $5. They're literally buying not votes, but they're buying, you know, to be qualified to get on the debate scale. That's a pretty good deal, right?
Wow.
I mean, just, you know, if you gave like, you know, $10, you'd end up $50 ahead. It's better than going to Vegas. Better than going to Ho Chunk or Potawatomi. Better odds anyway. You know you're gonna get something back at least on that deal.
Now, is it matched to every dollar, or is it just you get $5 back for $1? Because if it is donate $10, get $50 back, well, I'll bankrupt Mike Pence.
You probably have to do it like, I think, for every individual contribution. I don't think it's like all together. But when's the last time that you gave a donation to a presidential campaign, or any campaign for that matter? 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Dick in Madison, about 2 minutes here. It's all yours.
A long time ago, a guy that you work for against you. Okay. I think Paul Soglin ran against Scott Klug, did he not?
Yes. I think, I'm going to test my memory. It was either 94 or 96, I believe. Like 96.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, I did. I didn't give him a lot, $25.
Sure.
But to these people that are giving money to Trump, and now I'm hearing there's some remorse about this. I mean, go look in the mirror. If you're somebody who can ill afford to shell out anything, and you're giving $25, $20, I don't care if it's $5 to this carnival barking idiot, you're a chump, in my opinion.
Sure.
And you I mean, really, you're giving to a billionaire.
Right.
And he wants to run around and beat his chest about being a billionaire, but then the next thing you know, he has to act like he's a total pauper.
Well, it's the ultimate grift, is it not? I mean, it's like a carnival barker or a medicine man show, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's just beyond anything I can believe any longer with him. I mean, I just don't get it. I do, however, I was glad to see that there were a lot of empty seats at his little rally the other night.
There was. We're going to try to find one of those cuts. He now claims that these indictments are for the people. I mean, it's really weird. We'll come back and talk about that in a minute. Dick in Madison, thanks for your call. Also, you are welcome to call in as well. 844-967-2789. Back with more in a minute. This is the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Will Reeve. The property manager at Mar-a-Lago was in court today in connection with former President Trump's classified documents case. Carlos de Oliveira was supposed to be arraigned on charges that he tried to have security footage that was subpoenaed erased.
Has your client been asked to testify against Mr. Trump?
I'm not going to go into that.
Keep moving.
That's De Oliveira's attorney, John Irving, responding to a reporter outside the courthouse. The rules of federal court in South Florida require a defendant be represented by a local lawyer. But de Oliveira's lawyer is based in Washington, D.C., so his arraignment has been pushed back. The Trump campaign is rolling out a new super PAC to raise money to pay for the former president's and his associates' legal expenses. Some parts of the nation finally getting a break from sweltering heat. AMC Theaters says it looks like the company had its best revenue week in its 103-year history, thanks to ticket sales for Barbie and Oppenheimer. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Police in Grand Chute have a man in custody after several cars were vandalized at Fox City Stadium. The incident happened Friday night a little after 8:30 in the parking lot during a Timber Rattlers game. Police say numerous vehicles were damaged intentionally. Authorities did not say how they were damaged or how many cars were affected. Anyone with information on the incident is asked to contact the Grand Chute Police Department. The 2024 Alice in Dairyland Finals will be held in Northeast Wisconsin. Civic Media's Brittany Merlot reports.
The Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has selected Door County to host the 77th competition for the first time since 1983. The event will be held May 4th of 2024. The Alice in Dairyland is a PR position that helps to educate the public about Wisconsin agriculture. Each year, a different county hosts the event where a new Alice is selected.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 1:33. Along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on a Monday. Coming up in hour number two, an hour from now, our friend in coffee, Trevor Green, owner of, here's the thing. I've known this guy for several years. I've always called him Trevor, I've always Gein, but our Green, but it might be Gren. How embarrassing is that? G-R-U-E-H-N.
Yeah, that could be. I don't know. My guess is Green, but.
See, I think it is. But now I got to say it right, obviously. He's our guest. So I got to ask him when he gets here. Hey, I've known you for 10 years. How do you say your last name?
And watch if it is not the way that you say it.
Right.
And,
I've been calling the wrong name for 10 years.
Hopefully not.
Anyway, Trevor's going to be here. He's owner of Bradbury's Coffee, a fantastic place. By the way, if you're listening to us on WMDX here in Madison, stop on down. You go down North Hamilton, start on the Capitol Square, walk two blocks down North Hamilton. It's a little pie-shaped triangle space on the corner. Fantastic crepes, both sweet and savory, made from scratch. Bakery made from scratch. And some of the finest coffees in the world by some of the finest baristas you'll ever meet. Bradbury's Coffee here in downtown Madison. Trevor, owner and proprietor and former, well, I shouldn't say former, but a past U.S. Barista Championship competitor, will be here on the show. We'll be brewing up some coffee with him in hour number two. Also giving away four Milwaukee Brewer tickets for this Friday, game time, 7:10 p.m. Have four tickets for you. Going to give those away in just a bit as well. So stay tuned. Talking about donations, political donations. When's the last time that you donated to a political candidate? Doesn't have to be president. Could be anyone. And if you did donate, what do you expect that money to go for? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call on the line. Also, you can text us or call us via the Civic Media app. You don't have it, you say? Well, we can help you out. Take your iPhone, you got it right in front of you, or your Android device. Pick it up. Go to your search engine in your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download it. Takes less than a minute. It is free. What Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app, and you can text in and call in just a little while. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. When is the last time that you donated to a political campaign? Because, and what do you expect it to go for? Because here it comes up this weekend that Donald J. Trump is expected to be reported today $40 million that people, hardworking Americans, have given. $40 million has gone to his legal defense fund. Hasn't bought one ad. Hasn't paid for the travel. Hasn't paid for a campaign poster. And here's the thing. As a former campaign worker myself, back in 2004, I helped out with the presidential visit of George W. Bush in Southwest Wisconsin. And there were a couple of pricey, we got a huge, great big flag, American flag from Liberty Flag over in Reedsburg. Took months to get a payment for that. Because what happens is these presidential campaigns, they sweep into town and then they leave. And they forget or intentionally don't pay their bills. So this $40 million that hardworking folks wrote out to Donald Trump is going to pay his legal defense bills. What do you feel about that? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones right here in Dane County. Let's go to Jeannie, or Jean in Sun Prairie. Go ahead.
Hi there. Excellent program. I'm serious, and I really wonder, has anybody checked the law on that and whether that's legal?
Oh, it is. Unfortunately, it is. It is legal because they're saying that it is paid for in part. They're qualifying it as a campaign expense, as I understand it.
Well, and I have recently, like within the last 10 days or even less, donated to Tony, Tammy, and the Dem Party. And I just think it's despicable. He's taking advantage of these people. I don't know why they're allowing themselves to be taken advantage, but it's just despicable.
So when you give to the people that you said you gave to, and what do you expect those funds to be used for as a giver?
I expect them to be used for operating their campaigns.
Yeah.
And I worked at the Capitol for 10 years, so I've been very involved my entire life in all of this stuff, and it's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's just wrong.
I think most people would probably be like you, right? You expect it to be used for legit campaign expenses, not to pay for a legal defense fund for an alleged criminal.
Mm-hmm. exactly.
Are you listening to us on WMDX over the air, or are you on the Civic Media app today?
I am listening to my radio in my car.
Fantastic. We appreciate it. Great to have you along here in Madison on a Monday afternoon on 92.7 FM and 1580 AM WMDX here in Madison. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day out there in Sun Prairie.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. You too. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. When you give, well, first of all, when's the last time you gave to a political campaign? And if so, what do you expect those monies to be used for? We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Eagle. Beautiful Eagle. And Michael listening in Eagle. Thanks for listening and calling in. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So the most recent time that I donated was to the Democratic Party of Waukesha. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
And barely Waukesha County, almost in Jefferson County. Deep red part of the state, obviously. But the reason why I donated is because for helping their efforts. Because, you know, it's not just when the elections come up and every 4 years, especially with the presidential, like they need funding throughout the year to continue to build a network and to be able to have volunteers and people that can, you know, do GoTV when the elections do come up and get our message out there and everything like that. I think that's incredibly important. But I'm all for, you know, Trump using this money for as much as he wants to for his legal front. But the more that he uses for it, the more money that is then not being spent on political ads to smear his opponents and everything else. So I say go for it. You know, get as many legal bills that you want to rack up as possible. You're giving money to a grifter. What do you expect that grifter to do with it? To grift. So, right. I mean, for the people that have done that, I say, well, you know, it's first time shame on me, but or shame on you. But the second time, you know, I kind of have to at this point know what you're getting with Donald Trump.
I agree. I'm interested to ask you, Michael, as a Democratic giver, as someone who spent, you know, 25 plus years on the other side. I left the Republican Party in 2011. But, you know, for years when I was Republican, well, many times Republicans had the advantage when it came to money. And Republicans, you know, Democrats would cry foul. And Republicans would say, hey, money's free speech. If you don't like it, raise more money. Well, now in recent times, I would say the last five-ish years, tables have turned. Especially under Ben Wickler's leadership at the Dem Wisconsin Party, Democrats are now outraising Republicans. And suddenly Republicans are like, wait a minute. I mean, what inspires you to give? Do you give because you believe in the candidate? Or did you see this trend and say, as a Democrat or someone who supports Democratic candidates, I have to fight this, what the Republicans are doing?
No, absolutely. And I think that really that started, I think, even in 2008 is where the kind of the shift happened because it was really Obama's campaign that kind of really started that whole small dollar donation trend. I mean, now, unfortunately, it's kind of become a little annoying. You constantly get text messages from Joe, you know, trying to get you to chip in those $5, those $10, that kind of thing. They've all kind of gotten bored with that because they realized how much they could gather by that without having to go to the big corporate donors and everything else.
Right.
And really, I think in a way, by doing the grassroots version of that, it does engage people more on the fundamental level. It gets them involved in the campaign and invested themselves. And I think that it really carries the message a little bit better for doing that.
I think you're right. I think that, and it's fascinating to hear why people give and what inspires them. Because particularly, I think some people really want access. So, like, they're going to give a higher dollar amount. So, maybe they have a new road or whatever. It's like, oh, I want access to that legislator so they remember me. So that, not to say they'll do a favor, but at least I'll get access when I want or need something. And other people give because they're inspired by the ideology. You know, I believe in a cause and this person represents a cause. So, it's always fascinating to me what inspires people to give.
No, absolutely. And I think a lot of that has been tied to, especially in the recent years, people being outraged and with what's been going on, the direction of the country, that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of that has then gone to that. You know, you see, you know, when certain events have happened, when the Dobbs decision came out and that kind of stuff, and you realize, you know, the urgency that needed to kind of be approached with some of these things, that we needed to really step up. And that's one way to do it, is to, you know, obviously by donating our time, but also our money too, because it could really make a huge difference in elections.
Absolutely right, Michael. I appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening over the air or on your app.
Right now, I'm listening over the air from WAUK out here in Waukesha.
Awesome. The Shaw, as we like to call it, 540 a.m. at 101.1 FM, The Shaw down in Waukesha. Michael, thanks so much. Really appreciate you listening. And as always, thanks for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. If you'd like to join in as well, we invite your calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Great having listeners, Mr. Sommers. You had to add something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I still think it's possible that Trump just didn't go to school, like kindergarten. because before, with all the money with Stormy Daniels and everything, using campaign finances for that, he just doesn't understand categories. There's right. No separation of anything for him. Like, doesn't matter where it is. He'll grab people wherever he wants to grab them. Doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter what the money, where the money came from. He can spend it however he wants. And that's just how he sees the world, because he's a star, or so he says.
At least in his own mind. Great to have callers. Great to have listeners, because I always learn something myself. I try to bring something to the show, but it's great to have people that know more than me out there. So here, one of our listeners texted in, who listened to my earlier comment about, I was trying to whether it was Ross or Ross and Swamy or whether it was Pence. I knew there was a candidate on the Republican side who was basically paying donors. And a listener from Minneapolis, Minnesota, listening on maybe the app on WMDX, says, quote, that donation match was for the guy from North Dakota. Plus, I think it was only the first certain number of people during some pledge drive. Well, guess what? That listener is absolutely correct. As my former boss liked to say, I Googled it up. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Republican, announced gift cards as an incentive for donations to his 2024 presidential campaign. In a series of Twitter posts, Burgum said the first 50,000 people who donated $1 to his campaign would receive a $20 Visa or Master gift card. How about that?
Wow.
Return on investment.
You know, I wish I was following Doug Burgum.
I mean, think about it. Think about this. Now, if you're a family of four and you put in $4, you know, that's not too bad. $80 back. Got a family of five, $5 investment, $100. I mean, heck, I'd do that just to help the guy get on stage, right? I don't know.
I mean, if he needs to do that to get on stage, he's not going to make it very far.
Well, no, of course not. But the whole, I think it's an interesting way to make the qualification to get on the stage.
It'll help put his name out there, just maybe not the way that he wants it.
I couldn't remember the listener. Well, I guess the listener didn't remember it was the governor from North Dakota. So Doug Burgum, I'm not sure if the deal is still going on. I'm not sure if he's gotten 50,000 individual people or not, but you can try it. Give him a buck and get a $20 gift card. Better than, like, I don't know, the having people come in and assess your home for windows. Come in now, just for your trouble, we'll give you a $50 gift card. Call now. Stay around now, because we do have a deal on the other side. It's called Milwaukee Brewer Tickets. They're free for callers. Don't go anywhere.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Great song there. That song can mean only one thing. We have more Milwaukee Brewer tickets to give away to you. This is why people listen to the show. It's not so much for me. It's for the free tickets, you understand? Because Luke Mathers, the keeper of all tickets, has been so gracious as to once again open up the vault of tickets he keeps in our office, been sealed in a mayonnaise jar and kept under Funkenwagel's porch, and then been there since noon. Getting a little ripe on a day like today, as a matter of fact. No, they're electronic tickets. They're not paper tickets. But here's the exciting thing. According to Luke, even though it's the 31st of July, he claims that the boards have been cleared so that now everybody's eligible to win. Because usually if you've won in the same calendar month, you know, maybe he thought that July only had 30 days. I don't know.
No, it's because it's not the day you win it on that matters. It is the date of the game that matters.
Oh, really? I did not know that. That's the day. All right, very good. So everybody's, as they used to say back in the old Richland roller rink and Hank Clarkson, all skate, everybody skate. Everybody's eligible. Everybody can skate on this one. You're eligible to win. So here's what we're going to do. Ask a trivia question, and the first person to get the right answer gets four tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game for this coming Friday at 7:10. Now, let me tell you something. These are not your everyday run-of-the-mill tickets, you understand? This is in the club level. Club level. You have a special entryway, a special escalator. There is kind of concessions just for the club level folks. There's a bathroom right outside the area where you sit. There's really cushy seats. There's big TVs like in the lobby area on the stadium side. And then on the outside or the side facing the field, padded seats, nice backs on them and armrests. You can see right into the Milwaukee Brewers dugout. You can see perfectly the plate, every swing, the entire field, the scoreboard. Not going to get seats like this every game, that's for sure. So these are really fantastic seats. And don't forget, you can listen to the Milwaukee Brewers every game on our flagship stations in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support up in Oshkosh, WISS, and over in Southwest Wisconsin, the Driftless area, on WRCE News from the Center. Here we go. First caller with the correct answer gets four tickets for this Friday's game, 7:10 p.m. The question is, who do the Milwaukee Brewers play on Friday night? 844-967-2789. Who do the Milwaukee Brewers play this Friday night? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Dial carefully. The first person with the correct answer will win some Milwaukee Brewer tickets, four of them, as a matter of fact, to the club-level seats. Have a couple of people on the line, so we will wait here. Mr. Zommers is setting things up on the other side of the window. I'm quietly watching people go by. Beautiful day here in Madison, by the way. Hope it is where you are as well. Let's go to the phones now. Ryan in Madison, Wisconsin, the capital city. Ryan, who do the Milwaukee Brewers play this Friday night?
They're going to beat the Washington Nationals.
Sadly, not correct. Sorry. Great guess, but unfortunately, not correct. We'll go to, who are the Milwaukee Brewers playing this Friday night? We'll take the first correct answer and have you on the line. The 844-967-2789. Now I'm making sure I'm correct.
And now we have Teresa in Madison.
All right, Teresa in Madison, go ahead.
Pittsburgh.
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
Arr, ye mateys.
Yes. Our friend and colleague up at WRCE, Bill Twining, for reasons unknown, is a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. And I do not know why, but yes, Bill Twining's Pittsburgh Pirates come to town on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The other caller he missed it by that much. The Nationals are in town on Tuesday and Wednesday. But on Friday, the Brewers play, as you said, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Teresa called from Madison. Do you have three other folks, friends, family to go with you on Friday?
I absolutely do.
And that's great. Have you been there before?
I think the last time I was at a Brewers game was still Miller Park and maybe almost County Stadium.
So it's been a while. As the kids say, it's been a minute. Well, you're gonna enjoy this.
I need these.
I've been down there, Mr. Zomers. I've sat in these seats. They're Civic Media seats. They're fantastic. You're really going to make sure you download the Major League Baseball app, though, before you go, because you'll need to, your tickets will be emailed to you. Then you have to download it and put it on that app. If you need help, people at the ticket window on the outside will help you. They're fantastic. But stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. Mr. Zomers will take your information off the air. And you are going to the game on Friday night. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. That is Teresa in Madison. She is going to the Milwaukee Brewers baseball game. And again, if you can't go, remember you can still listen. If you are in the Fox Valley on the eastern part of the state, it's WISS, Oshkosh Air Support. The big 1100 on the eastern part of the state, or 98.3 on the FM side in southwest Wisconsin. The Driftless on WRCE. News from the center, 1450 AM and 107.7 on the FM side of the dial. Milwaukee Brewers baseball all season long right here on your Civic Media radio networks. Brewers not having such a great weekend. They went down, they did great, or they did okay against the Braves when they were home, and then they were competitive in a couple of the games, but boy, the Atlanta Braves just really beat up on our Milwaukee Brewers. But they're still doing okay in the Central Division. So they're at the Nationals. They stay on the road against the Nationals, I believe tonight at 6:05 our time, on the road against the Nationals. And then after that series is done, they come home with us tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday against the Nationals. And then on Thursday, they start a home stand against the Central Division Pittsburgh Pirates as well. And then also the Colorado Rockies come to town next week to cap off the home series. So hopefully the Brewers can pick up a little ground here against the Nationals. And, of course, the big game in the Central against the Pirates. Congratulations, Teresa. That's great. I always like it when someone who hasn't been there for a while or whatever wins the tickets. That's fantastic. Stay with us now. Next hour, you're going to be talking to Trevor Green, owner of Bradbury's Coffee here in Madison. He is a former or a past U.S. Barista Championship contestant. You say, what the heck is a U.S. Barista Championship contestant? Did you ever watch?
Cool.
Cool, right? If you've ever watched on the Food Network, the show name is I'm blanking right now. Iron Chef, there it is. Iron Chef America. If you ever watched that show, it's like Iron Chef America, only for coffee. We'll explain. Trevor will be here. We'll actually brew up some coffee, talk coffee, and take your phone calls as well in hour number two. So don't go anywhere. The Tylenol show rolls on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back after the news and a little bit of weather. Stay with us.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund, so there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.